Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and Happy New Year, everyone. I hope 2024 is off to a good start for you. I want to welcome you to show number 627. It's the start of our season number 13 and our 12th anniversary show. We've been doing this now 12 years, hard to believe. We're going to kick things off for 2024 with Frank Sinatra going back to 1961 and It Started All Over Again.
It started all over again the moment I looked in your eyes. It started all over again, the thrill we can never disguise. The day that we parted, so brokenhearted, will never return again. Dreams I've delayed, promises made, are starting anew just for you. It started all over again the moment I held you so tight. It started all over again when we kissed away the night till dawn's early light. Now we're together, sweethearts forever. We'll build our romance anew. It started all over again the moment I looked at you. Started all over again the moment I held you so tight. It started all over again when we kissed away the night, the dawn's early light. Now we're together, sweethearts forever. We'll build our romance anew. It started all over again the moment I looked at you.
Frank Sinatra from 1961 and his album I Remember Tommy with It Started All Over Again. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old time radio shows you'd like featured on the program, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, I would love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and X. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set when it's fully restored and functional, now we've got many with Bluetooth capability. Check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. We've got a lot of great sets available for you. Now we've got Tony Bennett from 1960 with Last Night When We Were Young.
Last night when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. life was so new, so real, so bright, ages ago. Last night, today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seemed so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss, to think. Let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young. Last night.
Of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no future and no past. The summer from the top of a swing, the comfort and the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring, but most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave. In the spring, and most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
Perry Como from 1974 with The Hands of Time. Now we go all the way back to 1939 for the Guy Lombardo Orchestra with the Lombardo Trio to sing Start the Day Right.
Just a little, you'll feel okay. Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing, carefree and gay. Holy A, start the day right. Back to the window, up with the window, down with some air. Off with the slippers, on with the shoes, and then comb your hair. Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen, breakfast is there. Holy A, start the day right. Though the skies be cloudy, smile and all the world says howdy. Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet the new day. In with the sugar, down with the coffee, don't you delay. Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage, sing on your way. Holy A, start the day right.
By chance I happen to be a boulevardier, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink, or a joke. I walk in a room, a party, a ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for Monsieur, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and recall, are the apple trees blossoms in the breeze that we walked among, lying in the hay. Games we used to play while the rounds were sung only yesterday, when the world where Wherever I go, they mention my name, and that in itself is some sort of fame. Come by for a drink, we're having a game. Wherever I go, I'm glad that I came. The talk is quite gay, the company fine. There's laughter and lights, and glamour and wine, and beautiful girls, and some of them mine. But often my eyes see a different shine. Are the apple trees sunlit memories, where the hammock swung? On our backs we'd lie, looking at the sky, till the stars were strung only last July, when the world was young.
Nat King Cole with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra from 1963 and When the World Was Young. Now we go all the way back to 1941 for the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Peggy Lee and Al Lund to sing All About the Winter Weather.
Nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that I do me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Can get together. There's nothing sweeter or finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that outdo me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I got my love to keep me warm.
Thank you. never will forget the station where we met. You dropped your skis, a happy circumstance. No one would have guessed we had started a winter romance. And all the way to Maine, on that enchanted train, the passing scenery didn't get a glance. We held hands completely lighthearted, off to a winter romance. We danced that night by candlelight. The world was white with snow. The way we felt, we never felt. The snow could melt and go. But though the snow is gone, the romance lingers on. And those who said it didn't stand a chance will know when they see us together that love's not controlled by the weather. And all of our summers we'll have our winter romance.
The snow is gone, the romance lingers on, and those who said it didn't stand a chance
will know when they see us together that love's not controlled by the weather. And all of our summers we'll have our winter romance.
Dean Martin from 1959, the title song from his Capitol album, A Winter Romance. It's Bing Crosby time, our Bing Sings feature for the week, and we go back to 1977, and just 4 weeks before his death, Bing re-recorded his 1934 hit June and January for his last album, Seasons.
A clouded moon creeps across a clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June, I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charms. The night is cold and the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
but only because I'm in love with you.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here on the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to March 9th of 1945 and tuning into the G.I. Journal with Groucho Marx and Lucille Ball.
The G.I. Journal goes to press.
G.I. Journal. It's the G.I. Journal.
Editor-in-Chief Groucho Marx speaking. What's that? You want to put an ad in G.I. Journal? Wait a minute, I'll get a pencil. Okay, shoot. Young man with high starch collar would like to meet girl with hair piled high above her head. Object, clang, clang, clang. Yes, we print it right up. That reminds me, I hope somebody answers my ad for a secretary. That's either an answer to the ad or a termite with brass knuckles. Come in.
Hello, Groucho.
Well, Lucille Ball.
Groucho, I came here in answer to your ad for a secretary. Would you like to hear my qualifications?
Never mind, I can see them. You're one secretary I can take on face value. And the rest of you is pretty valuable, too.
Thank you.
Let me have your hat. Let me have your coat. Just stick your shoes in the corner.
Now, just a minute.
Yes, we play shoes in the corner.
Now, just a minute, Groucho. That baying won't do you any good. I'm just here to be your secretary. I have no intention of spending all day running around this desk.
Good. I've always wanted a secretary that wouldn't run. Also, some shirts. I'm really glad you applied for the job. I haven't seen you in quite a while, although I've heard plenty about your brother, Miss Ball.
What brother?
One Meat. Well, so much for family affairs, Lucille. Let's get down to work.
Fine.
What are you doing after work?
I'm sorry, Groucho. I never mix business with pleasure.
So much for business. Let's get down to pleasure. Your hat. Let me have your coat. Just stick your shoes in the corner.
Groucho, I can't understand you.
I don't know why not. I'm a very simple man with very simple tastes. I like nothing better than to sit in front of an open fire with a dog and a pipe. Of course, if you can't get a pipe, you smoke a cigar.
Please, Groucho, we're not getting anywhere.
You may not be getting anywhere, but I'm 2 feet closer than when you first came in.
What is it with you, Groucho? I'll bet you think of nothing but women from morning till night.
I also mess with Mr. In-Between. Gosh, Lucille, a pretty girl like you. Aren't you interested in men?
One subject at a time. We were talking about you.
You've cut me to the quick, but it's not your fault. I just happen to have a very touchy quick. Oh, well, if you really want to go to work, take a letter.
Go ahead.
To whom it may concern. Dear to whom?
Dear to whom? Who's whom?
There's nobody home, but you'll find the key under the door, man. Never mind. Take an office, inter-office communication. Dear Johnny Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller? Is he working on G.I. Journal?
Of course. He's in charge of the Y-Life column.
Really? Where is he now?
I read that badly. He's in charge of the Y-Life column. There's nothing there.
Really? Where is he now?
Probably at the Palladium. He leads a pretty wild life, you know.
Gee, Johnny Weissmuller. Tarzan himself. He's so strong and so muscular. He's a real ape man.
Ape man, indeed. What about me?
Well, I've seen you make a monkey of yourself, too. Gosh, I'd love to meet Johnny.
Come in. Revolving door.
Johnny Weissmuller!
column on Wildlife coming along.
Great. Now, how about an introduction?
An introduction? Certainly. My name is Groucho Marx. Glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you too, Johnny. I'm Lucille Ball.
The pleasure is all mine. Gee, you're sweet.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, you're keen.
Oh, you're wonderful. So strong and manly.
You're beautiful.
Anybody want to shoot a game of pool?
I'm getting kind of hungry. Do you mind if I go to lunch, Chief?
I guess you'd better. You've had a very busy day so far.
Pardon me, Miss Ball, but I'd like to take you to lunch.
Oh, I'd love to go to lunch with you, Johnny. See you later, Groucho.
So long, Chief.
Fine thing. He's taking her to lunch, and only this morning he promised to split his coconut with me.
Well, this is Harry Mitchell in G.I. Journal's music section, gang. And this week we do a five-column spread on one of radio's stock vocal combos. Making a return engagement from the Armed Forces radio show Swing Time, here are Mel Torme and the Meltones.
Creepers, creepers, where did you get those eyes? Shy, shy, gira, how'd you get so little? Shy, shy, gira, how did they get that size? Charlie G.
When you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Creepers, creepers, way to get those peepers. Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Way to get those eyes. You're the talk of every guy in town.
And when they see you gallivanting around,
all the local yokels reach for their bifocals. You've got a pair of baby blues, seem to be making headline news.
You better not bring them round.
I gotta keep my temperature down. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, roll with me. I've got to put my titters on.
Creepers, creepers,
where'd you get those peepers? All those weepers, how they hypnotize. Gonna put you wise. They're a big surprise. Where did you get those eyes?
Oh, solid and swell, Mel. And now back to G.I. Journal's front office and your editor-in-chief, Mr. Groucho Marx.
Come in.
Hello.
Well, if it isn't Gravel Gady. What are you hating Stonewall Jackson?
Is this the office of the G.I. Journal?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you that wouldn't get me 10 years in the federal pen?
My name is Steffi Smugglemeyer. And I'd like to put an ad in your classified section.
Oh, I see. Well, pull up a bulldozer and sit down. What is it you want us to print?
I'm offering a $50,000 reward for the return of my Cocker Spaniel.
$50,000 for a Cocker Spaniel?
Yes.
Hand me that flea powder. I'm yours.
Mr. Marks, it seems to me you're crazy about money.
Money? Why, money is the root of all evil. It's the cause of all the unhappiness and tragedy in this world.
I have $3 million.
Marry me and make me miserable. And I think you're the kid who can do it.
You know, I also have 40 acres.
Yes, I see you brought them with you. Let me put my arms around your subdivision.
Oh, Mr. Marks.
You have 40 acres and I have 40 acres. We'll get married, go on a honeymoon, and pretty soon, who knows? We'll have 80 acres.
Oh, this is love at first sight. The minute I saw your clothes, I was crazy about you.
Why? What was I wearing that attracted you?
Pants.
Pants? That's right, I was wearing them. Ah, my dear, you remind me of something all the world is searching for and cannot find.
I do.
Yes, you're so round, so firm, so fully packed. And I'll bet you light up quicker, too. Yes, darling, let me cover your face with kisses. On second thought, just let me cover your face.
No, I have guys by the dozen.
Really?
Yes. They're afraid to go out with me unless they're in groups.
Forget about all the others, Moneybags. Just let me hold you close.
Listen, Art, just what is your objective?
It ain't Burma. Ah, girly girl, I fell for you the minute you told me you were loaded.
When will you marry me?
As soon as I get loaded.
Oh, sometimes I wonder whether I should have become a housewife or an actress.
An actress?
Yes. They want me to play opposite a famous movie star in his next picture.
Yes, so.
Who is Thunderhead?
Oh, forget about your career. You couldn't make much money with Santa Anita clothes. Besides, you have enough money for both of us.
Well, I may marry you at that.
Come in. Hello, boss. Oh, it's you, Johnny. Sugarcake, I want you to meet Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh.
What's the matter with her?
Don't you see? Her bobby socks are quivering.
Mr. Mark, our engagement is broken. Johnny Weissmuller, come here, you big, strong brute, and overpower poor, weak me.
I'm betting I'm poor, weak you.
Shall we go to a restaurant for some lunch?
I just had lunch.
Shall we go outside for a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Then let's go to a bar for some cocktails.
I don't drink.
Take him to a pool. I know he can swim.
And now, back to Groucho.
A fine thing. First Lucille Ball goes for that Johnny Weissmuller, then old Moneybags brushes me off for Tarzan, too. I wish I lived in a tree. And I know just the tree I want, too. It's got a lovely branch overlooking the windows at the YWCA. But believe me, I wouldn't overlook a thing. Oh, well, if I were a famous guy from Africa, the girls would flock around me, too. Yes, sir. Livingston Marks, the famous African explorer. I can picture the whole thing now.
Africa, the mysterious continent. Africa, dim, dark, beautiful.
Now, isn't that ridiculous? If it's so dim and dark, how does he know it's beautiful? Oh, well, I must get on with my expedition. I'll have to call my number one boy. Where's my number one boy?
Here I am, Chief.
Why aren't the boys at home built like this? Oh, water. Water. Please. I must have water. Water.
Are you thirsty, Chief?
No, but if I don't rinse my undies, who'll dance with me?
Don't you think we've stayed at this spot long enough?
You're right. We must move along, Miss Ball. We shall go straight forward.
Have you looked over the terrain?
I haven't taken my eyes off you all day. Get our expedition together. Marx is on the move.
I've been meaning to ask you something, Chief. This is the smallest expedition I ever saw. Do you realize that there's just you and me in this safari?
Well, what's so wrong with that? So fairy, so goody. But enough of this. Let's get going.
Okay, but be careful on this trail, Chief. I think there's an elephant pit ahead.
Nonsense. You must be mistaken.
No, I'm not, Chief. There's an elephant pit ahead.
How do you like that? I've had trouble with oranges and lemons, but I never knew elephants had pits. Sometimes I wonder why I continue with this expedition, months and months searching through Africa.
Don't you remember, Chief? You're looking for the missing link.
So I am, Miss Ball. Sometimes I wish you had never dropped that charm bracelet.
How can you joke about this, Chief? Why, the entire civilized world is waiting for you to discover the missing link.
But sometimes I get so discouraged.
I know. But I'm here, and I insist that you carry on.
Well, that's nice, because you're just the girl I'd like to carry on with. But I must warn you, the jungle is a dangerous place.
I'm not afraid of danger.
You know what it is to walk along, surrounded on all sides by fierce howling?
Certainly. I've entertained at army camp. But you're right about those wild animals, Chief. Look in that tree behind you. I just spotted a leopard.
Really? I thought they were born that way. Never mind that leopard. I see a zebra up ahead in the clearing.
Oh, yes. Just look at those beautiful stripes.
We're going after that zebra. Quick, hand me my paintbrush.
You can't kill him with a paintbrush.
Who wants to kill him? I just want to reduce him to a PFC.
Oh, I have a feeling something terrible is going to happen. Listen. Drums. I wonder what they're saying.
They're saying dum-tiddy-um-tiddy-um-dum-dum.
I think the headhunters are on the warpath.
Stay right where you are.
If this kid isn't hunting for another head, she should be.
Look, it's the queen of the Amazons. This must be Amazon territory.
Amazon? You mean those big, strong women?
Well, what did you think I was, a river?
Well, you could be, from the way you've overflowed your banks.
What are you Amazons going to do with us?
We are not interested in you. It's this man we want. We Amazons haven't seen a man in 20 years. And now we've finally got one.
What are you going to do to me?
Tomorrow night, we're going to put you in a room and file in one by one and find out what 5 o'clock shadow looks like.
Let's get out of here. Let's make a break for it.
It won't do you any good. You're surrounded. There's a girl behind every tree.
What is this, Africa or Griffith Park?
You're my captain, and I'm going to lock you up. If you don't abide by your decision, we'll have you beheaded.
What is your decision?
To have you beheaded.
Will you give me just 10 minutes?
What for?
I want to go out and sell my neckties.
Back from Africa long enough to proofread G.I. Journal's request page. And this week, Mel Torme and the Meltones do the responding. For the 5th Army's Old Oak and Bucket Brigade, with Dick Arant and the band, it's the Mel Torme blending of Always.
A helping hand,
I will understand always. For the rest of my day,
things may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there.
Always, not for just a night, not for just a day, not for just a year.
I'll be loving you
always, forever. I'll still be loving you. When spring has lost its charm and Venus finds her arms, I'll still be loving you. Things may not be fair always, but you can bet that I'll be there always.
It won't be for an hour, for a year,
or for a single day.
I wonder what those terrible women are cooking up now.
Who cares, as long as it isn't us? Gosh, of all times to be captured, just when I was about to discover the missing link. Never has anyone been so close to that gruesome half-man, half-beast.
You said it. Move over.
I can't move. I'm tied up like a sailor's allotment.
Well, I wish they hadn't tied us to the same tree anyway. What do you think these Amazons are going to do with us?
I don't know what they'll do to you, but judging from that glint in the Queen's eye, what's going to happen to me shouldn't happen to the guy who sent to this line.
Only a miracle can save us. What in the world was that?
That's Dr. Bowen, your friendly credit dentist.
Ooh, what a magnificent physique. Look at him swinging through those trees.
What's so hard about that? Everybody travels like that down here. What are you expecting to do, take the sunset bus?
Wait, he's heading right for me.
Why shouldn't he head for you? All he can get from me is a cool glance and a chest full of cigar ash.
Quiet, quiet. Here he comes.
Me, Tarzan.
Me, Lucille Ball.
Me, like you.
Me, like you.
Me, glad.
Me, nauseous.
Who that? Where's sound come from?
Right over there. Right over here. This is a two family tree.
Who are you?
Outside of being nauseous, I'm Livingston Marks, the great explorer. Now be a nice ape man and untie these thongs.
Thongs?
Yes, and if you say you're welcome, I'll never see another Tarzan picture as long as I live. Now
wait.
Cut these ropes.
Wait, if Tarzan save you, will you help Tarzan find boy?
Boy?
Tarzan's son, him disappear a long time ago. Right after man who fly like bird, bring white paper.
What did it say in the paper?
Greetings.
If you get us out of this, we'll do everything we can to help you find your son.
Look, look, something crawling out of the underbrush.
Hey, who that?
Good afternoon. How do you do? Hello, Papa.
He's got a uniform on. Who are you, anyway?
I'm the Colonel, the Captain, the Private Sad Sack.
Private Sad Sack, what are you doing in the heart of the Belgian Congo?
Belgian Congo? I knew I shouldn't have turned left on Vine Street.
Boy, how did you come home?
Well, Pop, I got a plane priority. I took a steamboat. I got a lift on a destroyer. How do you get a Jeep out of seconds?
Tarzan, glad to see boy. Now you help me save Explorer.
I'll save.
You don't quit saving. People think you're Jack Benny.
Look, boy, on other side of tree. Pretty girl. Make fine mate for Tarzan's boy.
Hello, Jackie, darling.
It's Peter.
Whistle for me.
It's the Queen of the Amazons. Quick, Tarzan, Sack, hi.
Right.
Hello, you two. How's every little thing?
Oh, we can't kick. In fact, we can't even move.
You'll have to excuse my lack of hospitality. I've been having a facial. It does wonders for my complexion. You like the color?
Yes, it's very becoming. Elephant wallow gray. Now get these ropes off us, Queen. I've got friends in the jungle. If you don't let us go, I'll call Tarzan.
You'll call Tarzan? That's a hot one. Come out of those bushes, you weasel.
Yes, ma'am, here I am. Tarzan loves Jane.
Jane, are you Jane?
Of course I'm Jane. Who do you think I was?
Phil Spitalny's brass section.
Now?
And don't Spitalny floor.
Go on back to your hut, Tarzan. How many times must I tell you to stop running around the jungle without your Dr. Denson's on? Wait, somebody else is skulking around in those bushes. Come out of there, you.
Coming, Mother.
Wait a minute. Turn around, Sack. At last, I found it, the missing link. There's just one thing I must know. How did you ever pass the physical to get into the army?
Well, the day I was inducted, the entire draft examining for disease, the examining for disease, you see, all the disease, I wore my tail up that day.
When I'll be there,
always not for just a night, not for just a day, not for just a year.
I'll be loving
always.
Well, gang, I see it's time to lock up the presses for the night, but first I want to thank our 4-star reporters for getting out this edition of G.I. Journal. Lucille Ball, Johnny Weissmuller, the Amazon Queen, Verna Felton, and Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. And of course, Connie Haynes, and Mel Torme's Meltones, and music editor, Dick Oron. This is Groucho Marx saying, so long, man.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Go, Joe, go!
And there you are. The first show for 2024 is in the books. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening. Hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your song requests, your old-time radio show requests, or any comments about the program. Send them all to our email address, nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X. And if you have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, one that's fully restored and functional, now many with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-A-N-B, two E's and a K, and I've got some great sets available for you. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying, so long for now. Thank you.